Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the government's priorities are to maintain economic and trade stability, ensure energy security, safeguard the interests of citizens, and strengthen industry and supply chains. Mr. Modi said this while virtually chairing the meeting with chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories to review preparedness in light of the emerging situation arising out of recent developments in West Asia and its potential impact on India. The Prime Minister highlighted that the situation remains dynamic, necessitating continuous monitoring and adaptive strategies. He added that an inter-ministerial group has been operational since 3rd March, reviewing the situation on a daily basis and taking timely decisions. Mr. Modi noted that the country has prior experience in dealing with similar global disruption. He recalled the collective response during the COVID-19 pandemic, when the center and states worked together as Team India to mitigate the impact on supply chains, trade and daily life. The Prime Minister reiterated that addressing the challenge is a shared responsibility and expressed confidence that working together as Team India, the nation will successfully overcome the situation. The centre yesterday reduced the central excise duty on petrol and diesel by 10 rupees per litre each for domestic consumption and also imposed export duties on diesel and aviation turbine fuel ATF to ensure adequate availability and protect consumers from rising global oil prices triggered by the West Asia crisis. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, Chairman of the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs Vivek Chaturvedi said, "The move aims to discourage exports at a time when international prices have surged sharply."
Yesterday, we came up with certain export duties in the form of special additional excise duty and a road infrastructure cess. Both these duties and cess have been imposed on the export of diesel and the aviation turbine fuel. Duties on petrol are nil at present, so the duties which have been imposed on diesel and ATF. However, the rate will be reviewed on a fortnightly basis.
The central government has also decided to increase the commercial LPG allocation of states to 70%, with 20% allocation given to industries such as steel, automobile, textile and other labor-intensive industries. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipi Ryo has welcomed the government's decision to reduce central excise duty on petrol and diesel amid the evolving situation in West Asia. Taking to a post in X, the Chief Minister expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Government of India for the reduction in central excise duty on petrol and diesel in view of the evolving situation in West Asia. Mr. Ryo said the move would help ease the burden on citizens and offer much needed relief to various sectors affected by global uncertainties. Member of Parliament S. Supongmeran Jamir has called on the central government to consider upgrading Kohima Medical College into a premier central institute on the lines of All India Institute of Medical Sciences or the Regional Institute of Medical Sciences. Highlighting the significance of Kohima Medical College as Nagaland's first ever medical college, Mr. Jamir stressed that there remains an urgent need for enhanced institutional capacity, advanced medical facilities, and expanded academic and research opportunities. The MP stated that upgrading the college to AIIMS level or granting it central institute status would significantly improve healthcare delivery not only in Nagaland but across the northeastern region. The MP therefore urged the centre to take immediate and positive steps towards granting central institute status on AIIMS level upgradation to Kohima Medical College, calling it essential for equitable healthcare development and fulfilling the long-standing aspirations of the people of Nagaland. And Nagaland delivered an impressive performance at the 28th Sub-Junior Under-14 Sepak Takraw National Championship held in Ranchi, Jharkhand from March 23rd to 27th. The boys' team secured a silver medal in the regu event and added two bronze medals in the team and quad events. The girls' team also made the state proud by winning a silver medal in the quad event. The Nagaland Sepak Takraw Association has congratulated the teams for their achievements and expressed confidence in their future success. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.